This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission begins proportional representation election programs. Political parties submitting applications from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. Madhya Province Chief Minister Yadav to seek vote of confidence on 10th of December. And at least 25 people killed in nightclub fire in Goa, India. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has begun programs related to the proportional electoral system from today. With 88 days remaining for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March next year, political parties willing to contest under the proportional system must submit applications between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. today. The list of applied parties will be published on the 10th of December, while closed lists of proportional candidates must be submitted on the 28th and 29th of December. The final proportional candidate list will be released on the 3rd of February next year. Of the 275 House of Representatives members, 110 will be elected through the proportional system. Under the first-past-the-post system, nominations will be filed on the 20th of January, and the candidate list will be published the same day. The final list and election symbols will be issued on the 23rd of January. Voting will take place from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 5th of March, as per the Election Commission's approved election schedule. 35 people have been injured in a 7-vehicle accident in Duniveshi Municipality 6 of Dharding along the Prithvi Highway. Most of the injured are students travelling in a school bus from Chitwan. The accident involved several buses, a truck, a car and a motorcycle. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Prakash Dahal, the injured are receiving treatment at local hospitals and facilities in Kathmandu. Of those injured, 25 were students, 8 were travelling from Gurkha to Kathmandu by bus, 1 was on a motorcycle and 1 was in a coach. Krishna Prasad Yadav, the newly appointed Chief Minister of Madhya Province, is said to seek a vote of confidence on the 10th of December. The decision was made at a meeting of the ruling 7 political parties coalition. Appointed by the Nepali Congress on the 5th of December, Yadav is preparing to form his cabinet today. He has also assumed office today. The National Human Rights Commission has submitted its annual report for the last fiscal year to President Ramchandra Podil today. The report was handed over by the Commission Chairman Top Bahadur Magar at a special program held at Sital Nivas. The submission was made in accordance with the Constitution, which requires the Commission to present its annual report to the President. International Civil Aviation Day is being observed across the country today, including in the member states of the International Civil Aviation Organization. This year's theme is Safe Skies and a Sustainable Future for All. The United Nations General Assembly officially designated the 7th of December as International Civil Aviation Day in 1996 to raise awareness of the importance of international civil aviation and the sustainable development of member states. It also aims to strengthen support for the organization's role in promoting safe, secure, inclusive and environmentally responsible air transport. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news dates. At least 25 people have been killed in a fire at a popular nightclub in Goa's coastal region. The BBC cited Indian officials as saying most of the victims are believed to be staff members of the club, while a few tourists are among the dead. The fire broke out around midnight on Saturday at a club in Arpur Punjab, North Goa. Police said a gas cylinder explosion in the kitchen is suspected to have triggered the blaze, which quickly spread through the venue. By Sunday morning, officials confirmed that the death toll had risen from 23 to 25. Six injured people are undergoing treatment in hospital and are reported to be in stable condition. Goa's Director General of Police, Alok Kumar, said the fire was mainly confined to the kitchen area on the ground floor and was brought under control after emergency services reached the spot. He added that most of the bodies were found near the kitchen, indicating that many of the victims were likely employees of the club. Authorities have launched an investigation into the incident to determine the exact cause of the explosion and to assess possible safety lapses rather. Russia has continued overnight air strikes on Ukraine on Sunday, just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described his recent phone call with negotiators linked to US President Donald Trump as very constructive. According to the BBC, the mayor of Kremenchuk, a key industrial city in central Ukraine, said the city was hit in a massive attack on its infrastructure. While no deaths were immediately reported, water, electricity, and heating supplies were disrupted in parts of the city. The full extent of the damage is still being assessed. At the same time, Russia's defense ministry claimed it had shot down 77 Ukrainian drones across several regions. The fresh attacks came despite intensified diplomatic efforts to end the war. Zelensky on Saturday said he was determined to continue cooperation with the United States after holding talks with Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner in Florida. He said discussions focused on how to ensure Russia would adhere to any future peace deal. Now a sports update. The final league stage match of the Nepal Premier League NPL 2025 is being played today between Karnali Yaks and defending champions Janakpur Bulls at the DU International Cricket Stadium at 3:30 p.m. Both teams with 2 points each from 6 matches have already been eliminated from the playoff race and will play for pride today. Sudhir Pashchim Royals, Biratnagar Kings, Kathmandu Gurkhas and Lumini Lions have secured playoff spots, with the two top advancing to qualify one. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy across the country due to a partial influence of the westerly wind. Fog has formed in a few areas of the Tarai region, including parts of Koshi, Madhes and Sudhir Pashchim provinces, while haze is reported in other areas of Tarai and some parts of the Kathmandu Valley. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission begins proportional representational election programs. Political parties submitting applications from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. Madhya Province Chief Minister Yadav to seek vote of confidence on 10th of December. And at least 25 people killed in nightclub fire in Goa, India. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.